Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Conversation is what you make it. It can be as dull as a stockholder's annual report or as exciting as news that your husband has discovered a lost gold mine. A lot of our conversation is trivial and rather meaningless. It consists of polite phrases that reek with insincerity, such as the question, "How are you?" when the person who asked wasn't any more interested in how you are than getting a report on the number of Eskimos in the Mongolian desert. Conversations can be casual or vital and meaningful. A conversation can be irrelevant, or it can be as crucial as a midnight phone call to the doctor. It can be necessary and businesslike, or it can lead to a deep relationship as in friendship or even marriage. Of one thing you can be certain, regardless of the kind of conversation you may have, the fact that there is a conversation between you and other people implies a relationship. Question: what kind of conversations do you have with God? Possibly you haven't thought about prayer as being conversation. In reality, that's what it is, a conversation between you and God, two persons who have a definite relationship with each other. Now, possibly you've thought in terms of God as an impersonal it or a power or somebody out there. This may also explain why you've never prayed much. The Bible tells us God is a person, not an it or a neuter gender sort of reality. Now, it's true he is a personality of a different kind than we are. Nevertheless, as a person, you can communicate with him. What kind of conversations do you have with God? Can you identify with requests like, "God, I want you to do this right now, and do it really fast because I'm in a big hurry"? Is that the only conversation you have with God? How long would you give a marriage when the only thing that a husband ever told his wife was, "Get my shirts ready to go, have supper when I get home, and don't be late"? Naturally, no relationship could long survive. Actually, that isn't conversation at all. Have you noticed that when conversations cease, a marriage disintegrates? It's true of your relationship with God, too. When you are no longer communicating with Him, your relationship begins to disintegrate. About what should you pray? Well, in one word, the answer is everything. Now, that's not my answer. It's the answer Paul gave when he wrote, "In everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." Friend, there is nothing in your life, nothing, that you cannot share with our Heavenly Father. Gordon Cooper, one of the first men in space, told how he prayed in outer space, thanking God for the glorious privilege that was his and the greatness of our world and universe. You can do the same thing. Ralph Byron, a cancer surgeon, used to tell how he prayed through the entire day. He said, "While I ride to work at the hospital, I breathe a few short prayers. Lord, help me to do a bang-up job at the hospital. Help me to be a good witness for you." During the day, he said, "I whisper many short prayers. Guide me in what I'm to say. Watch over me in this operation. Give me wisdom in this problem situation. Thank you for taking care of me." Prayer is conversation. Not asking, not demanding from God. It indicates a relationship. Now, a last thought. Your relationship with God may be remote, possibly even non-existent. Begin today and talk to Him and establish a relationship that will endure forever. Now, here's the bottom line. Is the God you serve one who is alive and who answers prayer, or simply someone out there? Get to know God. If you are unsure how to do that, put it in your own words. Send me an email. Email goes to guidelines@guidelines.org.